T. and Tails is back in person after their virtual storytelling events last year. Every Friday at 10:30 a.m. from June 17 to September 9, storytellers will take the mic at Riverside Park to entertain audiences with tales and music. It was free to attend, but donations to the Guelph Guild of Storytellers and Guelph Enabling Garden, both host and make the event happen, are welcomed. People often come an hour early to ensure a good spot for the performances. Organizers ask people to bring their own lawn chairs and reusable mugs for tea, coffee and lemonade served at the event. People are also encouraged to wear masks. The event has grown since it started in 2008, with only 3 people in attendance at the first performance, and now there are upwards of 150 people who attend. One of the cardinal rules of a storyteller is you don't glance down, said Brian Holstein, storyteller and organizer for the Tea and Tales performer lineup. You don't learn a story, you know the story. Holstein said a story is usually never performed the same way, because if a storyteller forgets something in the story, they can sneak it in later or add something new to the story to try out on the audience. He said the nice thing about their virtual storytelling sessions last year was they were able to have storytellers from around the world, places like Brazil, since it was online and no one had to take an airplane to get the performance. For the first time this year, there will be a storytelling session for children and are planning it for the afternoon on Canada Day. They hope to have a puppeteer and musical guests for the children's storytelling event. Trevor Barton, chair and co-founder of Guelph Enabling Garden, hopes to promote the garden since they also have workshops for children. Good entertainment, good storytelling, opportunities for laughter and sing-along, said Barton. People are excited to have Tea and Tales back in person, said Holstein.